Episode number 449. I just want to say thank you so much for rocking with your boy. And most importantly, I don't know if you guys know, but I do have four businesses that help me do what I do each day. The first one is our foundational business. That is Real-Time Outsource. That is realtimeoutsource.com. We can help you boost your digital presence in 7 days a week, folks. We're working with our clients for them on their behalf. So take advantage of our team and let your social media thrive in 2024. And that leads into my second business, which is realtimereputation.us. This is a business that I was sitting down with a customer. We were talking about their software that we could use to possibly power his reviews. And so we did eventually white labeled and now have our own software to help you power your business and get more customer feedback and online reviews 24 hours a day. Easy with an email list or a phone list. Realtimereputation.us. Take advantage of it, folks. And my next businesses are my passion projects. They are my loves. And I want to see them thrive and grow this year. I love podcasts. That's iluvpodcast.com. This is our podcast agency where we can help you get your voice in front of the right people. We're using audience strategies, booking services, our podcast marketing services, and our podcast review strategies. We can not only help you get your podcast to that next level, but also help you get booked on 3, 5, 8 shows every single month and making it easy for you to focus on what you do and help us take our network and extend out your voice to them. And my last one, which is my favorite and my baby, and that is dreamsportscars.com. Dreamsportscars.com. What do you dream about? And we have searched the most craziest cars across the globe, from baseball, basketball, Pokemon, wrestling, UFC, and the list goes on. We're also on Whatnot Daily. That is dreamsportscars.com. We have on eBay and Whatnot Daily with 3 shows a day. And most importantly, I hope you guys are having a great day. And thank you.
They sign up to work with you. Like, you give them this amazing onboarding email and you tell them everything that's gonna happen. You give them all the information.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, I gave them everything. They're thinking, oh my God, I thought this was gonna be easy. There's too much.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the B-Bro Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I hope you guys are having a wonderful and fabulous day today, night, weekend, or whenever you guys are listening to the show today. But most importantly, if you're a business right now and you want to improve that customer experience, if you want to increase your customer loyalty with you, and most importantly, I would say that referral, that next, person sharing your business to that next person. I'm bringing you a person that knows the formula, Mr. Jason Friedman. Jason, are you ready to be real?
Let's do it, brother.
Let's do it, my dude. We were ready to go. We got the CX formula on the line. Before we talk about the business and what you guys are doing for customers right now, because I was looking at the website. By the way, your website is very, very eye-catching, very, very appealing to the eye, which I always love to analyze websites, which I'm just my feedback. I was like, oh, I really like this website. It's appealing to the eye. It catches you with the visuals. But were you always into marketing? Were you always into business and sales, selling things to people and maybe making a business even as a kid?
My journey has been pretty entrepreneurial from the very beginning. That's true. Yeah.
What was the first couple businesses? What were some of your first businesses that you started, like when you were very, very getting going?
When I was 8, 9 years old, I started a snow shoveling business. Now, I know you're in LA, you can't relate to this.
Right.
I started, and so it would snow. I'd go out to like the neighbors knocking on doors and I'd start shoveling. And the first time I did it, I did like 3 houses, made like $60, and it got dark and I couldn't do anymore.
Right.
And so then I realized, holy crap, if I had help, I could actually do more and make more money. Right. So I recruited a bunch of friends. And so we'd be shoveling snow. And we got through like six or seven houses because we could go much faster.
Right.
But what happened is like we'd go from the first house and then we'd be walking, knocking on doors. And it took a while to get that second sale. Right. And so I learned like, hey, listen, if I left them there shoveling and I went ahead and did the sales, I could actually tell them exactly where to go. We'd be more up being the sales guy that went from door to door knocking on them. And then I'd go back, collect the money, tell them the next address to go to. Right. And so all of a sudden I had a whole business with an entire team and we were able to do like 15 to 20 houses a day
right.
when it was snow. And that was really like, I learned how to start to scale a business
Absolutely.
pretty early.
And recruiting is that biggest part, like getting those people to buy into the business, to go out and shovel the snow with you. And then for you, I mean, one of the biggest part was be able to get it forward and say, hey, I got the sales part. I'm going to go hit this neighborhood. So you guys are all going to be, not worried about what you have to sell next. You guys are going to be ready to go next for me. But at a young age to learn that, dude, I mean, that's a pretty interesting skill to learn.
Solving a problem, man. It's like the next, right? And all of our businesses, right? Your business, my business, all of us. As we get to the next level, the next set of problems or opportunities unveils themselves to you, right? And now you get to solve that next one.
Right.
It's a journey.
Right now, I think the biggest thing that businesses are having right now is they're trying to obviously make sure they're spending correctly. The finances that you spend 3 or 4 years ago when you're talking to a tech startup entrepreneur, when they just had a lot more financing available to them, is different than it is today. So they want to really find out who is that real customer in my business and yeah. how can I get more of them cheap, basically, without spending millions of dollars in ads and having to hire tons of salespeople. And I mean, sometimes it's a hard question to tackle depending on the size and scope of the business, to be transparent, because it's like, well, this is a big problem that you should have been trying to work on maybe like 10 years ago. We're now, here in 2024, I get it. You don't have email marketing and reviews and things like that. And we're going to have to work on it, but it's not going to happen kind of like overnight. Like you back in the day, people would hit us up, Jason, be like, hey, I need 50,000 Twitter followers. I need 1 million Facebook followers. I go, okay, no problem. Go type in Google, grow followers, because we don't do this, but you can go buy followers, but they don't mean anything, you know? And it was like, what does that really mean? It wasn't really, it was always that's a vanity thing. And obviously many, many music stars and many people kind of get caught for buying influencers. And I think it still probably happens to some degree.
Sure.
But that's not the winning formula. You know what I mean?
No.
The winning formula is getting one customer that loves your social media posts to then share with another customer that falls in love with you and then slowly kind of grow it personally. That's the best winning strategy, because then it's true and authentic. And most importantly, you don't have an issue where the algorithm comes in and then it knows where all the bots are. And basically those people don't matter anymore. You know, so you see pages that have millions of followers and they got, a few hundred people commenting on it. That's not possible if it was real, you know? So
100%.
It's just fascinating, because that was, 5 years ago, I don't get that question as much anymore. You know what I mean? Like, hey, how do we get to, because I think people have figured out that the algorithms don't care how many people you have. And you see people that have 100 people that have way more kind of comments than people that have millions of followers on their, or thousands in some situations. And you know that that's why. It's because this person with hundreds has a real authentic community that actually engages in content. And bottom line is, in this world of social, for instance, that's what they care about. You know, that's what the algorithm right now cares about. Tomorrow, Jason, it can change and care about something different, as we know too, in the world of marketing. So that gets me into right now. What for you do you find is businesses, when they're coming to you, what is their biggest concern? What is their biggest problem? What are they trying to tackle right now?
Yeah, Travis, that's a great question. And so I think the one thing that you said that I want to just argue with you for 1 second.
Let's go.
Like that's what the algorithm's looking for right now. Right. I think the thing that the algorithm is always going to be looking for is engagement,
right?
No matter what.
Absolutely.
Right? And so if you have, God bless you, that's amazing. Congratulations. If you have 100 followers that are engaged with 1 million fans and nobody else is engaged, they're not going to reward you the same way, right? So engagement is the key. Engagement is the key to business, period. And the algorithms are going to always reward that, right?
Right.
think when I see the biggest challenge, I think time and money on social, on advertising, on filling their funnel, right? Mm. On getting leads.
Right.
But what happens is it's like, I think of it as people come into your front door and they knock on the door and they come into the foyer and then they stop. Yes. And they never walk into the rest of your house. And they don't actually care what's going on. They're sitting there looking at their phone and they're getting distracted. And then it doesn't matter like what else is going on. They got there and then we lose them. And so most of us, whether you have an online business, offline business, you're hybrid, you're both, it doesn't matter. We are getting people to come and say hello, and then we're ignoring them. We're not driving them to actually engage with us. And so I think that the biggest opportunity that we have today is how do we get customers or prospects who say yes, who have that intention to do something with us, read our post, engage with our post, buy our product, do a free trial, whatever your business is, how do we get them to actually commit and take the next step with us and then stay on that path, on that journey with us? Because every dollar you spend on content, on ads, could turn into $10 or $50 or $100 or $1,000 when you really understand the formula of how to build that engagement and get that commitment that once they start to engage with you a little bit, they want to go deeper.
So true. And like, that's the biggest thing. I always tell customers, like, why do you want to spend all this money in ads? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Do you have the manpower or female power to actually answer the phone call if 100 people call at once? And what's the next step? If they call at once, like where do you put them? Do you put them in a CRM system? Do you track these people? Because they say now, like I was listening to, like, it's like basically a variant statistical number, but I would say 60 to 85% of people are doing their own research on their own. And they basically are pre-analyzing you way before they call you or way before they contact you.
100%. So
they're ready to do business. Like, these are your hottest prospects that are contacting you by far.
And that's the next biggest problem that I see people making. We treat every customer the same, and they're all at different levels of knowledge. And so, like, if I am product aware, solution aware, brand aware, or problem aware, right? I don't even know that I have the problem. That's the percentage of your prospects. Then there's one that know the problem, but they don't know that there's a solution out there. Then there's the ones that know that there's a solution, but they don't know your solution. And then there's ones that are looking for you. And so depending on where they are in that whole makeup, we're the same person, and you can't. And so we have to start to understand the journey that they go on. Right? And the journey, how we have to talk to them. It starts before they even found us, and it goes long after they've already purchased something from us. And we have to stop interrupting them. And we're talking like French to people that don't speak French.
Right.
We have to understand the language. We have to be relevant to them. And it's like, it's the biggest problem that I see. It's everywhere today.
Yeah. Because it's all, I think, AI-driven content too. Like, a lot of this is not always created now with people. It's created, like, a lot of that stuff is that scaled up tremendously using artificial intelligence, using the ChatGPTs. I was watching some recent one, fascinating. They're making this live video with just like a paragraph, kind of like the Dolly AI. You just start telling it what you want in a paragraph. It starts making a video for you, like actual video custom to what you want. Like, that blew my mind today. I was watching.
Yeah, and guess what? They can make that video in 100 different languages.
Right.
That's amazing, right? But the thing that's going to stop is that the experience that the customers have when they actually say yes and engage falls apart.
Right.
Like, the only way you're going to sustainably compete in today's world and win is by understanding that journey and creating a positive outcome for people, obsessing over the results that those clients get, right? And when you do that, you will win.
I love that, dude. Because, yeah, like, we're all, all on a different journey. It's like, some people aren't ready time-wise. Some people already have another provider, but they're still looking. Some people are going to, you know, essentially break up with this provider. But if you're too pushy, they're going to stay with them. You know what I mean? They're like, this guy's too pushy. I don't want to talk to this guy. I'm happy with, you know, Travis. He's been doing a service. But at the end of the day, that's the dynamic that almost every business, whether it's B2B, B2C, I mean, it's happening every day. You know, and then tomorrow there'll be some new app or new tool to revolutionize this that you could all use in this. And then we're all kind of fascinated with, you know, in a week from now, like in 24 months, it's fascinating how much we've really like adapted to AI. You know what I mean? Like how mean you could just pop on ChatGPT and start using it as a brainstorming tool and then send it to my team and then them go create content. And it's if you're not using it essentially in this business, you're not realizing the power too. But then also at the end of the day, you're going to be like realizing that it's pretty dang useful, you know, for the business to save money. If you're looking at cost efficiency it's and all these things. Yeah. It's a tool that like, it's like Google. It's like, if you're not using this, it's not a tool for every single solution and fit, but if you're not using it for certain ones, it's like, hey, this doesn't make sense. It can provide even more customer service. It can provide even deeper. I was even thinking about how many people like DM your favorite Instagram influencer, right? And then all of a sudden, like they might have some chat kind of like report kind of bot kind of, you know, that kind of talks back to you in a sequence. You know, we kind of have some of these things you can set up. Hey, you ask him a question. Hey, how are you doing today, Drake? Hey, I'm having a great day. But just imagine if Drake had an AI assistant that like literally personally had conversations with everybody. Like how much more you fall in love, how much more you would fall in love with Taylor Swift and Drake. And they would talk to you and actually know who you are. Hey, I saw your last post. I love your post. With like, that's kind of where I think we're going to, like where it's even getting more personalized on every level of content. Like you make your own movies, you make your own music from Post Malone, you make your own, you know, ads or whatever, you know, it's just kind of fascinating. You make your own website experience. I don't know. It's like interesting how it's going to maybe change over time.
Yeah, I think as we start to think about it as a tool, right? Like I like to think of it as like accelerated ideas, AI, or perhaps amplified intelligence, right? Like so I can get smarter about something faster. Absolutely. I like to think about it as something that allows me to have tools to personalize things more. What I don't like to think about it as in interactions with customers.
Right.
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 Not to say that we can't use it as a gateway or as a tool to help. But I believe that the companies that are going to win, it's when they put all the back office stuff and all the non-critical stuff on the AI, like that they don't need humans, and they focus on the relationship building and the value creation with the human interaction.
Right. Totally.
Right. They don't want to interact with the machine. They want to interact with right? Absolutely. So the more that we can become more engaged with our customers and free up our time of our team and ourselves to be with our customers and using the AI as a tool to give us more freedom and more time to do those things.
Right.
I think that's the huge opportunity right now.
Absolutely. No doubt, dude. And to be like, hey, you want some blog topics? You want me to help you guys write some brainstorming ideas for free? Like just like we'll just adding extra layers of provided value. And 100%. Now you're never going to want to leave our service. And we're doing this to help you win. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because the customer could do it, but in most businesses, they don't do it, you know? And so that's why you have marketing agencies and you have these kind of businesses that most businesses could probably do on their own, but they don't do all these on their own. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, hey, we're going to take over our Facebook page. Hey, I haven't seen a post for 4 years, man. You don't care about social media. I get it. No worries. You just don't care. You know, if you're going to take over the Facebook page, you take over. You know what I mean? And and you have someone working in-house doing content way better than we were doing because we're an outsourced agency. We're never going to beat an in-house person inside the business. You know what I mean? But we beat them on price. We beat them on the fact that if that person leaves, we're still there. We beat them on other stability factors. But like you said, most importantly, if you're not using it as a tool to free up your time to be more with the customer, your team, right? Like, I mean, it just is
smart. If they're smart, they'll start to understand how to leverage you even better for that. So for example, if I'm really about helping my clients win,
right,
then my social media should be supporting clients in different stages of the journey. So there's messages for people that are at different places on their journey on the outside of my business, but maybe there's also stuff that's journey and maybe it's a closed group or in our community. And they should be using a group even like you to help them potentially with that because they're not doing that enough. Right. How do I keep the clients that already said yes engaged?
Right.
Because they're not.
Absolutely.
We put all of our money, all of our budget, all of our resource towards strangers.
The new people.
And we put very little of our resource towards the people that said yes to us.
Right. And those are the biggest advocates. Like those are the people that tell, like in our business, those are the agencies that tell another agency. And that creates a whole nother partnership of business for us because now we have a whole new agency selling our services and working into their proposals.
That's leverage. That's
yeah.
That's how you scale, right? You said it earlier. You said, like, what if you had like 1,000 salespeople?
Right.
Like, if you have 1,000 customers, salespeople tomorrow.
Right.
That you don't actually have to pay for.
And they're better. They're even better because they basically work when they want and they provide the
endorsement. They actually went through. They're not an employee of the company. They're saying it because they actually want to say it. Because they love what happened.
Right.
So absolutely. Like, think about that. Like, if you could have 1,000 saying amazing things, what actually would you want them to say? Right. We call this writing an ideal customer script. So we have you actually script out what you want them to say. Right. And then we reverse engineer the experience they have so they can authentically say it. Like, so they will feel compelled to authentically say it. Mm. Right. And so we're reverse engineering that journey from the very beginning. And that gets them become, we call them like raving fans. Right. It gets them to recruit people to your business. Like, they're in a conversation, someone says something they know that you can solve, they start to fight for you.
Right.
They are selling for you. That's... And they want you to get that client more than you want to get that client.
Right.
That's more than a salesperson you're ever going to have on your team.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And people, like you said, they're just not even focused at all on that lately. I mean, in general, probably since the advent of, let's just be real, digital advertising. I used to work in the TV business, but I always saw once digital ads hit, you saw every business wanting to do digital ads slowly over time. Not everybody can afford to be on ABC television. You know what I mean? Like, it's McDonald's, it's the big brands that kind of have the footprint to put it in. And, you know, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest into a market in ads to impress on a new menu item or whatever it is. But most local businesses couldn't do that. But the advent of the digital spend started getting things where they could geographically kind of place it on their own. And you started seeing everyone kind of just focused on the new, the next click, the next impression. And obviously an advent of tons of agencies, digital agencies and many things like that, that's what the focus is. It's how many clicks can I get to your website? How many conversions we got? But now, what does that mean? What is a conversion? I mean, it can be obviously a sale, but like you said, the biggest advent of what we're doing here is if you have 1,000 customers, you have 1,000 salespeople. But what have you done to equip them or reward them or remind them or anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, what have you done to do any of those things to let them know how important they are to you? Send them a gift, or I don't know what that is in every business, but even as a simple reminder, as a thank you, like, thank you so much for your business. We're so thankful coming into a new year for you as a foundational customer to our business. And we just want to say thank you. And anything you can do, anything you need, we're here on text, email, voice support. Reach out to us anytime. It can be that simple. That just is a reminder of how awesome this agency is and no one else is doing this. Just a simple, authentic message.
It can definitely be that. The problem is that has to be followed. You know, that comes after you help them get results,
right?
And so you have to get them results first, right? So every single day, you need to be thinking, how am I helping my clients get results?
Absolutely.
Who's getting stuck? Why are they getting stuck, right? Most of us make it hard to do business with us.
Yeah.
Most of us make it hard for our customers, and we think we're making it easier, but we're not. And here's what I mean. Like, if you actually step into your customer's shoes and you actually became your own customer, if you shopped your own experience, if you became who they are, right? I talk about like my back, think about like how Matthew McConaughey gets into character, right? It's like he lives that character's life to understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you actually did that with your customers,
right?
And then you actually look at every step going your journey from the moment they kind of get into your world till they actually have a success, you would be like, holy shit, this is hard. And it's because we look at it from our perspective. So for example, they sign up to work with you, like you give them this amazing onboarding email and you tell them everything that's going to happen. You give them all the information. They're thinking, holy shit, this is so much. Why did I do this?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, I gave them everything. They're thinking, oh my God, I thought this was going to be easy. There's too much.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Right?
Smaller steps.
If not housekeeping and logistics, but we think it is. And so we do that.
Yeah.
Onboarding is welcoming people into a new relationship.
Yeah.
right? It's right. How do I make it better? And so we have to bite-size the onboarding and give them what they need when they need it, not overloading them, right? And so just in the beginning, we're not even, we make it hard from the first moment.
That's and
first
true. Impression matter.
And then as we go through the rest of it, we're doing what we think they need, but we're not seeing it the way they're seeing it. And so every step, when you actually look at it from their perspective, you start to think, oh my gosh, I would hate this if I was a customer.
Yeah.
Why are we? It was even funnier is that from the employee experience, like when we make it easier for our customers, we make it easier for our employees by default.
Right.
They make the business better.
Yeah.
And so they love doing the work with the customers even more. And
it's
a momentum builder that creates this amazing positive flywheel of awesome that starts to happen, right? So like if you take nothing away from this conversation other than this, it's like, look at how we're making it hard for our customers. Take the friction points and reduce them or eliminate them.
Right.
You have to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I know in ours, like we have to get your, you know, we're going to have to get your billing information. We got to figure out billing as far as how is this going to work on the agency side. Some of them do different billing on the agency, or if it's a direct customer, usually we have them on a you know, credit card or process like that. Or we also have to get their social logins. We have to figure out a way we're going to get access to this, or we're going to get admin access. Yep. But sometimes those are really clunky parts of to get started with the business. I mean, sometimes honestly, what happens? Oh, we had an ex-employee. They lost the logins and we got locked out. And you just hear so many different things on their side too. Sometimes it's super smooth and it's just like bang, 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 bang. But then sometimes, yeah, like our process and the whole interesting dynamic of that is fascinating, especially with social media logins, I found.
Because of course,
that's touchy. It's kind of private. It's very important to the business. We don't want to just give that to anybody. A credit union is way more particular than just your local small business. For instance, working with a huge Fortune 500 brand, there's going to be a whole lot more involved than just working with a small brand as far as with getting logins and with doing that. Because things could go wrong, you know, and we've seen that. So, I mean, that's an interesting thing just even to think about myself. Like, I mean, that's still like, it's a big
clue. So start thinking about that. So like, So right there, you've already identified like four different types of customers that have a different perspective. Yeah. So you handle them differently. Another thing is, in the beginning, part of it, your sales process is setting expectations. Like one of the most difficult parts of the process is the beginning. And we hate that that's the case, but it is. And here's why. This is what's going to happen. And so what I want to do is we want to make it as smooth as we can. And so we've set it up as to three different steps, right? And at each step, we're going to celebrate that we got it done.
Right. We got the logins. We got the,
right?
So smart, man.
That makes it so much smoother. Yeah. And so now when you do what you said you were going to do, they feel, wow, I can trust these people.
Smart.
Right? Versus thinking, holy crap, this is hard.
I'm overwhelmed. I got all these things to do.
Right.
I'm putting all this tasks on me.
And then you did it. And then if you thought, great, right? But if it's not, it's what you said, and that's great. And you said, it's going to be a little hard. This is the hardest part. And we get it right over that hump right in the beginning. Right. And then here's what's going to happen after that. So just beware, like this is going to feel like work, then it's going to feel like play.
Joy, right. Like it's going to be easier than ever. Like once we get logged in, you might never have to talk to me for 10 years if you don't want to, basically. And some customers don't want to. They just want to get the reports and they're happy we do your work and they send
100%.
Us this and it's just that first clunky boost. So that's a good point right there.
And then like to the next thing you said, it's going to say, listen, we've got like a lot of different ways our clients like to work with us. So we want to make sure we tailor this to you.
Right.
Do you want A, be hands-on?
Right.
B, want to know what be hands-off and get a regular report periodically.
Right.
And you can change that at any time, but we want to start tailoring how we interact with you the way you want. So which do you think you prefer?
Yes, because most of them want hands off, and the ones that want hands on, we should just say no to them. Only because a lot of these are the craziest customers, to be honest with you. And they want, like in the marketing business, they'll like be like the lowest customer that wants obviously everything under the sun. And then you have this sweet spot customer that just they you continue to provide value for them, you continue to work in the trenches for them, and then they keep coming back to you, and you don't have this issue of every month we're sitting here talking about $99 social media now. I mean, go ahead. Like what do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Education it's like that process.
Right.
That's part of the education process, right?
Right.
So if you want that experience to be better for them and for you,
right,
then what you have to say is, listen, here's how this works. At this price point, this is what we do.
Yeah.
If you want to have a higher level of involvement, that's this price.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. And here's what it looks like.
Absolutely.
Right. And setting an expectation at that point, I'd rather you guys do it. You're the experts. Go for it.
Right. Right.
Right. That's part of the expectation setting. So that's the second biggest mistake I see people making is that they are not setting and managing expectations. And so the funny thing about that, dude, is like, if I don't do it, if I don't set an expectation, does the customer have one? Yes. Right. But I don't have control. If you want to actually have an experience that you're proud of, that you like, that they like, that wins, you have to set, manage those expectations. And does that mean you might not have certain clients say yes? Yes.
Of course.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Right? But you'll start to have more of the right fit clients. And when you do what you say, people are happy. They're happy.
Right.
Right? They trust.
Yes.
And the way you get clients for life is by building trust.
Absolutely.
And so by understanding that, it's massively powerful. And expectation setting isn't always in the moment. Sometimes I have to set an expectation five steps earlier so they know what's going to happen.
Right. Right.
In the moment. But sometimes in the sales process, I have to tell them what's going to happen.
Like the final step is going to, the final step is going to be the hardest. It's going to be getting your damn social logins and you getting the board to confirm it and getting the whole nonprofit to sign everyone's DNA and we'll put our thumbprint and
totally.
Cut my blood and put it on the thing. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, but no, but like literally, like I would say it that way and say, but lucky for you, we actually have a makes that as easy as it could possibly be. Absolutely. We call that the blah 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 process, right? Name it, own it. Right. If you cannot fix it, feature it. Now that's a quote from my good friend Victoria Labom. She always says, if you can't fix it, feature it.
I like that.
That's just own it, right? Just own it. It's gonna suck.
I mean,
it's
dude, that is like
on the other side, it's going to be amazing.
Right. Like that, crazily enough, might be like one of the biggest deterrents in most agencies working with the business. I don't know why, but that can be some of the clunkiest things. And honestly, some of the social media platforms don't have the best kind of support system to help you get the logins and some of that stuff. If it's lost and you're trying to get in and trying to get access to a past disgruntled employee or whatever, and you're just trying to get access to that, then you're like, you can't get access. And you're like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, and then they're like, you suck as an agency in a way. I'm like, I didn't do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those interesting dynamics that if you just easily have it all done, and like you said, you could kind of have a process, but most importantly, let them know how hard it's going to be. It takes this thing away from when you get to that point, and you're they're like, this, it's like a reputation on you because you couldn't get access to Facebook Meta support and call Zuckerberg up and be like, Zuck, dude, give me this account ASAP or else, dog. And he's like on his freaking in Hawaii somewhere. He's like, you know what? Nah, dog, I'm good. Hit this chat bot and see what's good. Or you know what I mean? The whole point is there's some things you just can't control, like Google support, certain things I can't control on Google. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and another trick, like a little hack for you here is also you say to your clients, listen, the clients that we've worked with that had the largest success, these are the three things that we've learned that makes it better. Right. And then you say, we get our password thing set up and out of the way on day three.
Immediately, yeah, like, right.
When we do that, it's perfect, right?
Right.
So you give them what success the most successful clients have done.
Yeah.
Up front, and that's part of what their expectation is. Like, we want to be a successful client, right? Or they're not hiring you.
And they to know this is a problem too, because if they've worked with any other agency, it's got to be a problem. So they know 100%. This is like a big final step. That's like, now you have control. Now you're in the ball's in your court kind of deal. And it all comes from logins or access. And
honestly, that's probably part of your sales process.
Listen, I know. I think that's, I'm like really thinking.
You have with agencies, we know it's this, 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 and this. Guess what? We've solved all of those things. And here's how.
Right.
Right? Boom. They're like, wow, like these guys are really thinking about us.
Right.
And they love us. Yes. Right. And so all of a sudden it's like, and we've tried to eliminate them. And by the way, if any other ones come up, we want you to tell us about them as soon as they happen so we can fix it.
Right.
Because if you stay happy, we stay happy.
Yes.
And we don't want there to. So like the one thing we know is that stuff's going to happen, but we want there to be an open line of conversation. Don't feel like you're like complaining. Tell us.
Yeah. Tell us.
And then all of a sudden have a vehicle for them that they can talk to, a forum, whatever you're going to do.
Absolutely. Because
all of a sudden they realize like you are actually in it for me. You want me to succeed.
Right. From the get-go, from the sales process, from the jump. I mean, like, dude, that literally, I'm getting somewhat goosebumps in some cases because I've been in business for almost 15 years now. And this is just another idea why I love having my podcast, because I got dudes on my guy right here giving me some blueprint to change the business and then really honestly help it grow from the get-go. Because I think if actually addressing this might even attract more customers that are dealing with this issue.
You will, because they'll tell other people when they hear it. Like, you're giving them buzzwords of what to look for, right?
Imagine, right.
Like, I know when, like, right? I was like, holy crap, the box is awesome. Mm-hmm. How many of us think that about the way just the package comes, right? It's so unique. That's the onboarding experience, right? Like, right. Opening it up and just unboxing it is amazing. This is your unboxing experience, right? Like, you're helping people, and that is something that is shareable, right? About your business, you have to give them things that are talkaboutable.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if you don't give them positive things that are talkaboutable,
oh, yeah,
and they have negative things, guess what? They talk about those.
Yeah.
So don't leave them a chance. Do it by design. Mm. Do it by design.
Freaking love this, dude. That's why I love having a show, guys. Cats, guys, you are literally, it's been a joy of my life right here over 12 years. 450 episodes to get to this point to where I can have guys like Jason on to help even bring me to the next level, dude. And I can see how easily you could do this for many businesses. What for me, what for you are some of your favorite businesses to work with? What are some of your favorite types of businesses that you guys love working with?
Yeah. Like and small businesses, right? Like, that's my favorite. And it's because I'm an entrepreneur. I've been a serial entrepreneur. I've worked with the big companies. I've worked with Disney. I've worked with Universal Studios. I've worked with Foot Locker. I've worked with Bank of America. I've worked with amazing universities, and they're awesome. I love all my clients there. I've had a great journey.
Right.
But the people I most want to help are people like you and me, dude. Like, I want you more clients on and help them have success. I want you to be able to grow your business and bring on more team members and grow the economy. I want you and your family to have the freedoms that you want, right? That's what I love.
So
any entrepreneurial business, online, offline, between the lines, I don't care. I help businesses that have customers do better and grow and scale by helping make your client's journey amazing. We turn it from journey to what we call a kinetic pathway so that your customers are engaged, action-taking, you know, referring maniacs that love you.
Right.
And there's a formula, and that's what we call the kinetic customer formula. And that formula is what we teach people. We teach it to them through online training, workshops, or even like private, like we come to you. Like, so which way you like to learn, that's who we want to help. That's how we help them.
Let's go, baby. Hey, look how much notes I got. I mean, most people can't always see this, but I literally have a freaking page load of notes, dude. You, my guy. Now we're about to take you into our final part of the show where we take you into our top 10. Are you ready? Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
Interesting.
They're both the same, I guess. They're Meta now.
I'm in transition.
You transition.
I'm becoming Instagram. I'm like,
let's go.
We're moving
and grooving, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Chicken or steak? If you're thinking about a good meal,
steak.
Steak. Laptop or smartphone?
Laptop.
Laptop. Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Games.
Let's go. I love it. Reading books or listening to books? Reading books or listening to books?
Exactly equal.
Nice. Depending on what you're doing, right? Like, the best part about reading.
I love books. So if I'm driving, I want to consume books. I listen. If I'm like sitting, I love reading. So I'm 50-50.
Absolutely. And the best part about a book too is you can always take it and give it to a friend, I would say. Give it to somebody as a gift. We do on Whatnot Sales, and we give books too to people. Stocks or real estate, if you're thinking about investing?
Real estate.
And for a vacation, my dude, because you deserve it, dude. You're a hardworking gentleman. Oceans or lake? Which one are you going to choose right now? Oceans or a lake?
Ocean.
What ocean would you want to go to right now?
I would go to the Caribbean.
let's go to the Caribbean. That sounds like a vibe right there. I like that. Let me get a nice drink. Let's go to the Caribbean. Boom. And when you're waking up, my dude, you're getting ready, pumped, energized for the day, ready people to give the formula. Why do you love being you? Why do you love being Mr. Jason Friedman?
Such a long journey, it feels like. And like I said, my number one thing is helping other entrepreneurs. It lights me up. It fires me up. Sharing on talks like this, getting to talk to you and just kind of hang out. Absolutely. And if I can help you in some way,
dude, you help
I know
me
that
so
you
much
have
already?
People that you're helping and I can help them.
Absolutely.
That's what lights me up, man. I love it.
The best part too about recording podcasts is it's at scale. We can bring it together, our worlds, and then we can put it out there for everyone. And the things that you gave me alone in my business, I know there's got to be other businesses that have resonated around those same kind of checkpoints, if you want to call it, or issues and pain points. I was just being vulnerable and real with you and literally helped maybe change my whole identity of business. And
I'm excited for you.
I mean, that's crazy when you think about it, but that's the blessing of also putting in hard work, guys, of the last, 15, 14 years, not only with the agency, then to record doing this podcast 12 years ago, 450 episodes, a lot of shows. Do you think you'll ever retire from the game of business, entrepreneurship, inspiring, talking, motivating?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So I retired when I was 37.
Ooh.
So I retired about 14 years ago.
Wow.
I'm dating myself.
Right.
And retirement to me is the freedom to choose how you spend your day. It is not the end. It's the beginning.
Yes.
So I am retired and I'm entrepreneurs.
I love
and it's
that.
By choice. I love what I'm doing. I love who I'm helping and it is my choice. And so for all of you, I think, think of retirement as the beginning of you own everything about your day, about your future, about who you help, who you serve, and you never work a day in your life.
And I think going forward as a trend, we're going to see more solo, small entrepreneurs in general as a trend, right? We have all these tools. We have so many different scales and so many different things you could build a hosting, AWS in the background and just be so many small entrepreneurs that can have such big capacity because they have so many tools and resources that 10 years ago, bro, we would not be able to do. You need a ton more funding. You need, all these different things. Now you got all these different tools that are relatively at low cost, they're free, and you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like in the sports card business, there's an app called it's a live selling app. And I mean, there's kids that are 20 years old making millions of dollars and they're doing it at scale. 20 years ago, live selling on a Whatnot app did not exist because of the capacity of phones and the technology. Now people just join it and then go make $1 million, right? Just selling shit out of a storage unit or doing whatever you want to do on Whatnot, like a HGTV home shopping network shows, you know what I mean? And their cost is their phone that they had before they wanted to be an entrepreneur. Now they got this. Now they just go sell stuff and become a millionaire just based on, putting in the work, and it's all based on the fact that 2024, we aren't 1994. You know what I mean? It's 2024. You know what I mean? So we have all these tools at us. Do you have a routine on how you start your day? Do you have a routine on how you get your day going?
I do. I, Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod many years ago. I was good enough to know Hal in Genius Network.
Oh, wow.
And it changed my life. It's a life-changing book. It's a life-changing practice. And so I own my mornings. So I used to be the guy as I would wake up, one eye open, looking at my phone, going through emails, starting my day off stressed on everyone else's agenda. Say has not been the case for a long time. So I protect my mornings. I have my morning ritual. I get up, I hydrate, do my cleaning, shower and teeth brushing and all that kind of stuff. I have my coffee. I do my meditation. I do my workouts. And I have my me time, right? And that's important, right? And so I protect that morning time like there's no tomorrow. I believe it's the way we start our day is the way we enjoy our day. Right. So,
After 450 shows, I can't tell you how many times when I ask that, that's the common trend of the most successful entrepreneurs out there, female, male, et cetera.
I learned it learn from other people, right? Like, yeah, I'm still learning.
Absolutely.
Protect your morning. Yeah. Like, and be intentional, right? With your 100%. Whole day, not just morning, right? But especially morning.
Especially your morning. Yeah. Like you said, especially your morning, but throughout your whole day too, because you can just be a rabbit to checking your email. You can just be a rabbit to seeing what's on the stock ticker or whatever it is, you know, whatever your vice is. And then all of a sudden you've checked it 50 times in the day. There's no email in there, you know, like check it 4 times a day. Let's go scale this back down. Or obviously if you like that and that's what you enjoy, lean into it. No worries, man. That's part of what you enjoy. Don't feel bad about it. I think sometimes that's the negative too, is like, if we enjoy it, do it, you know, but
do what works for you and what serves you. But like, if you can design have a perfect day, what does that mean? That means that if every day is a perfect day, you start having a perfect life,
right?
So like, if we want to have this ideal life and we want to have the lives that we want, it starts by having a, you know, knowing what that looks like, designing a great life, designing a great day, designing a great morning, and then they add up. Every day is just another part of that story.
Absolutely.
Limited time on this planet, right? Use it wisely. Use it wisely.
It goes by like that, baby. I'm already 42, baby. It goes by like a dream. Do you think you are right now, or is there something you're trying to learn? Is there a skill you're trying to test yourself on? Something you're trying to get better at?
Yeah, I am. There's actually always a lot, right? But my focus is on removing unnecessary stress from my life that I didn't realize was stress. So what do I mean by that? I learned that as like a high achiever, we put a lot of goals down, right? We might add stress used to it. Like, so we operate at a high level of stress. We function, we don't think of it as stress.
Right.
But I learned that actually it adds stress. Mm-hmm. So I've been like being more mindful. And this is hard for me because like, I'm like, all right, we're going to do this. Let's do it by Tuesday.
Right.
Why Tuesday?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm starting to think like, what's reasonable for me? And if I do it early, is it putting too much? Like, what is it doing to me, to my team? So I'm learning to be a little bit more mindful about not adding stress for the sake of adding something that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And
right.
Journey, dude. Like, I'm not good at this. This is a learning. It sounds silly, but it's a real thing.
I mean, it makes total sense because I mean, literally it's one of the most hardest challenges for any business, as far as especially when you're the boss, you know what I mean?
We can do more by doing less, right?
Like, yeah, right.
A million times. Like, if you only had three things, like my coach, Dan Sullivan, used to ask this question. He's like, if you would get the most results out of three things this month and not do anything else, what would those three things be?
Yeah.
And it's, dude, the stop doing list. Take things off my to-do list and put them on my don't do list, my stop doing list.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And now I'm getting even more to saying, okay, I've been doing that. That's good. I built that muscle. Now, how do I look at the things that I am doing and see if I can lower the stress level without even realizing there's stress there?
Right.
And it's interesting. Like, more in the productivity zone, like the hours that I spend doing things, I think are more productive than ever.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of experiment.
I mean, dude, I think everyone's trying to challenge themselves, especially if you're an entrepreneur. It's in your blood. But like you said, we're always into like doing the next thing, building the next business. Look at Elon. Look, he's got fucking 100,000 businesses, Neuralink and this and that. He's the founder of OpenAI. That's like, you know that is all stress. Like, come on, dude. Tesla, SpaceX, the Neuralink, Boring Company. Now, obviously, he's built different. Let's just be real. He's built a little different, but you're right. Like, it's got to be subconscious or something. And obviously, people in all of our lives, we have to figure out ways to get through each day. But yeah, I mean, sometimes finding ways to making it like a goal, but not like, you have to get it done right this second, right now. So it makes it even more like, oh shit. Like, you know,
it could also be like, as Dan Sullivan says, who, not how, right? It could be, I still want to do all those things, but it can't be me. So you put up a boundary.
Right.
You say, I want to achieve that by Tuesday, but I can have, how is that possible? Who do I need to make that happen? So absolutely. Like what Elon's doing, like, I don't know about him, right? But like, cause I think you're right. He's probably got a ridiculous amount of stress, but you look at Richard Branson.
Yeah.
He's building world-class teams to do all the different businesses he has. And he doesn't have the the same level of stress, I believe, that like an Elon would have.
Yeah, probably. Different
ways of thinking about it.
True. And he's a little older. He's a little wiser, maybe.
Well, he's had like a little more life experience for sure, right?
I love Richard Branson. I think he's one of the most fascinating dudes. I want to sit on a hot air balloon on the top of that bitch with Richard Branson and have a tea with that dude. He's fascinating. He's a fascinating dude. But no, I think you're absolutely right. I think that it's everyone's model is a little different. Elon literally said, "I was slept in the fucking factory to show my people I'm down. I'm here. I'm in with you." And that changed Tesla, dude. Like it did. And who knows if that's good or bad for his own psyche and mental, but it for sure showed as a boss, like, I'm not just out here playing around. I'm in here with you guys. You know what I mean? Like sleeping right in the factory from the boss, that sets the tone for the team. And it also it kept him to know what was going on and like many different things I think that he had to kind of do at that time. But dude, I mean, that shows it's a
powerful
lot. That says a lot. That's yeah. That, from your leader. Yeah. From the leader. And from me, like an investor, for me not to sell my stock. I just said, let's keep it in, baby. Let's keep going. Because I knew this is the guy. You know what I mean? Like you just know, like there's no going back. Like he is the dude. Like if he's willing to do all that, he's the dude. That gives me a couple last questions with you, my guy. I appreciate you so much. You're gonna be getting something special for me too. Something special near Iron Man. So I'm gonna get your contact after the show. But if you could sit down and chop it up with anyone in the world, who would you want to sit down and talk to today?
I didn't hear that. Say that one more time.
I apologize. If you were to sit down with anybody in the world, sit down with a lunch and dinner, who would you want to come to you today and chop it up with them? Have a conversation with.
Could it be someone that's no longer with us?
Who is that? Yeah, absolutely.
Napoleon Hill.
Ooh,
like, I would just love to hang out with him and absolutely pick his brain for a few hours. I love a lot of his books and his teachings. And I think it would be just super cool to have a dialogue. He's one of my mentors.
Yeah.
I would dig that.
Oh, dude. Some of those books and words, and like if you just like go like search them on YouTube and just find like some of the like little short, like, you know, motivational YouTube videos, it's amazing. You know what I mean? Talk about stuff that lasts the test 100%. Of time and things you can continue to re-listen to and it never gets old. You know what I mean? And it always reminds you a few things that you can be
timeless.
It's like time. It literally is. And the best part is it's free, guys. You go type it in YouTube right now. Napoleon Hill quotes, Napoleon Hill motivationals, you know, motivate your ass. And there's someone that put a YouTube video out there. And then lastly is this, where is our favorite place for you to hang out? And for people to find you guys online, where is our favorite place? I think I know what it is, but I want to make sure I get it from the boss himself.
Yeah, I got two things for you. So go to CX4. Like we've got all sorts of information there, and you gave us some kudos on the design of the page. So I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, I was impressed, dude. As I see a lot of websites, I go to every customer's website.
I appreciate it.
Every podcast guest too, beyond the customers we serve too. So
yeah,
I've seen a few.
I appreciate that. But I have a special gift just for your listeners.
Let's go. We get gifts, boys and girls.
Deal. I am not going to tell you what it is. Uh-oh. Like if you got any value from me, then trust me, that going to this URL is actually going to be good for you.
Ooh. And
you gift, G-I-F-T, gift.cxformula.com/bereal.
Okay.
When you go there, you're going to see a PDF that you can download for free. First name, I think. And it is hands down probably the best strategy / tactic I've ever given business owners. It is going to force you to look at your business differently. It is going to force you to ask a different question than you've probably ever asked about your business and your customers. And it is going no cost actionable strategies you can put in place that will change your business immediately.
Let's go, baby.
Check it out. And I want only two things in exchange. One, if you download it, I want you to open it. This is not shelfware. This is not like put it on and never look at it. Look at it. It will take you less than 10 minutes. Address is in there. Like, reply to me and tell me what you think. It's actually me. It's not AI. You're going to actually have a dialogue with me. I actually want to know what you think about it.
Dude, I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. So first, guys, folks, go into the show notes. Click the link. It'll be right in the show notes. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to remember anything. It'll be right there. Don't worry about it. Just click the show notes and get the free gift. Then, folks, open that son of a gun up. Take 10 minutes of your day and then reply to my dude. Talk to my guy, Jason. He's in it. Not only is he a very influential person in the space of marketing, in the space of what we're doing today, but also at the end of the day, this is really him, folks. This is really the man himself. And dude, I really, honestly, as a business owner myself, truly thank you for giving me some amazing ideas in our social media logins and some of the clunky parts of our business that truly probably slow down a ton of future business because they already know that this is going to be happening. And if we can kind of get in front of that, market that, talk about the steps, create a process around it, I think it's going to even help us grow, but most importantly, even help our customers, like you said, show that we're in for them. You know what I mean? And those that are coming on board, make them know, like, we're in for you. We know this is going to be hard. Let's get through this together. When we get out of that, we'll throw some high fives. We'll celebrate with some cheers and we'll get onto the road. We'll get on the show, baby. But dude, I really, really thank you for that, man. So folks, you've been hanging out with Jason Friedman and Travis Too Tall and Huff. Click the show notes, click the link for the gift. And most importantly, keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today.